I went and sat on one of the two red sofas in the room. Williams, my made-up last name finally came to me. I counted the plants in the room. 4. The floorboards from the desk to the front door. 15. Closing my eyes, I pictured the ocean stretched out, the color of fresh polished silver, the white froth on it, light scattering everywhere. I saw myself jumping a wave. T-Ray held my hand, pulling me up and over. I had to concentrate so hard to make this happen. 32 names for love. Was it unthinkable he could speak one of them to me? Even the one reserved for lesser things like peanuts in your Coke? Was it so out of the question that T-Ray knew I loved the color blue? What if he was home missing me, saying, why didn't I love her better? Miss Lacey's telephone sat right there on her desk. I picked up the receiver and dialed O for operator. I am making a collect call, I told her, and gave her the number. Almost faster than I would have believed, I heard the phone in my house ringing. I stared down the hallway at the closed door and counted the rings. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hello?
His voice caused my stomach to pitch into my throat. I was unprepared for the way it buckled my knees. I had to sit down in Miss Lacey's chair, spraddle-legged. I have a collect call from Lily Owens, the operator said. Will you accept the charge?
You're goddamn right I'll accept it, he said.
Then without waiting for me to say pea turkey, he launched right in.
Lily, where the hell are you?
I had to hold the phone from my eardrum for fear of him rupturing it. T-Ray, I'm sorry I had to leave, but...
You tell me where you are right now, do you hear me? Do you have any idea the trouble you're in? Busting Rosaline out of the hospital? Holy shit, what were you thinking? I'll tell you what you were. You were a goddamn fool who went looking for trouble and found it. Because of you, I can't walk down the street in 7 without people staring at me. I've had to stop everything and search for you all over creation, and meanwhile the peaches have gone to hell.
Well, quit yelling, all right? I said I was sorry.
Your sorry ain't worth a shitload of peaches, Lily. I swear to God.
I called because I was just wondering something.
Where are you? Answer me.
I squeezed the arm of the chair till my knuckles hurt. I was wondering, do you know what my favorite color is?
Jesus Christ, what are you talking about? You tell me where you are.
I said, do you know what my favorite color is?
I know one thing, and that's I'm gonna find you, Lily, and when I do, I'm gonna tear your behind to pieces.
I lowered the receiver back to the cradle and sat on the sofa again. I sat in the brightness of the afternoon and watched the hem of light under the Venetian blinds. I told myself, don't you cry. Don't you dare cry. So what if he doesn't know the color you love best? So what? Zach returned, holding a big brown book that looked half moldy with age.
Look what Mr. Clayton gave me, he said.
And honestly, you would have thought it was a 6-pound baby he'd birthed by the proud look of him. He turned it over so I could read the binding. South Carolina Legal Reports, 1889. Zach rubbed his hand across the front, and little flecks of it fell off onto the floor.
I'm starting my law library.
That's nice, I said. Mr. Forrest stepped closer, staring at me with such intensity I thought I must need to wipe my nose. Zach says you're from Spartanburg County, that your parents both died? Yes, sir. One thing I didn't want was to get on the witness stand right here in his office and have him fire lawyer questions at me. An hour from now, Rosaline and I could be packing for prison. What brings you? I really do need to get back. I put my hand low on my stomach. I'm having a little female trouble. I tried to look very female and mysterious, slightly troubled by internal things they couldn't imagine and didn't want to. It had been my experience for nearly a year that uttering the words female trouble could get me into places I wanted to go and out of places I didn't. Oh, said Zack. Well, let's go. Nice to meet you, Mr. Forrest, I said, clutching my abdomen, a small wince, walking slowly to the door. Believe me, Lily, he said, calling after me. The pleasure was all mine.